what we, and the Pacers have been very open in terms of opening all their books for us. And what I contemplate in this, and of course my role in passing the bill is not to do all the negotiations. A lot of that will be up to the city and the CIB. But my contemplated outcome of this would be that the CIB would reimburse the Pacers for the first $10 million of expenses they have there, and the Pacers would then carry the expenses, anything above that. Now, their commentary is, and some of their books show, that at some years that cost has been between $17 and $18 million. So this gives them some incentive to control costs, and we think that in a fair valuation, that's probably worth about $5 million.
Senator, where is the $5 million?
Well, that hasn't been determined yet, and their agreement, of course, they have their agreement, so this will have to be discussed with them, and I don't know in what form or shape that would take, and we haven't really reached any conclusions or resolution on that point yet. This is just...
You've talked to them a lot, though, I assume.
Well, I have talked to them quite a bit. They're very concerned about the situation because... they put a lot of money into the stadium. They put $100 million into the stadium. They changed an original agreement that they had, which had been negotiated in 1998, which gave them a guaranteed revenue. And so they gave up that agreement in exchange for going on the market, so to speak, and having these different incentives that they have in the current contract. So they're concerned that the... now that the buildings are being built and we're coming in on budget and within time, that the operating costs are a secondary issue, and they're somewhat worried that they don't want this to be a repetitive type of event. And so part of the discussions we've been have is to assure them that this, we think this is a settling out of this, and it should be a stable environment going forward.
Have they given you any indication that they'd be willing to contribute to this?
Yes, they have, Matt. They just haven't said, we're willing to give this much, and here's how we'll do it.
Secondly, you've been adamant during the property tax discussions that communities that are seeing their budgets reduced have to make sacrifices and make changes. And,
right.
Why is the city of Indianapolis any different? Why should the city of Indianapolis not have to come up with this money from their own budget?
Well, they're being treated on a per capita basis the same as every other city and town in the state, is the answer to that.
But this proposal is coming about because of the city of Indianapolis.
Well, they were certainly the initial driver, but as we got into the discussion, one of the other discussions that we've been having, and I know you've heard these in both the House and the Senate, is how can we create a situation where we can get some stimulus money out there, get it working, work to develop Indiana in terms of economic development. And as you think that through, you have to recognize that most of the cities have been the most aggressive of our governmental units in terms of trying to attract more business and industry to their environment. So we thought, well, this all fits together in that sense, and in looking at the alcohol tax, we felt that that was a reasonable proposal to put forth, and that the funds would be raised in every community would be well used for economic development.
Are you saying that the alcohol tax would have been proposed even if Indianapolis wasn't in trouble?
It could have, but it didn't develop that way. It really developed the way Leslie said, that the first thought was how you solve this problem, and then as we got into that, we got to thinking about, we kept having other discussions in the budget type discussions where we were saying, you know, how do we actually get some live money out there that will actually produce some economic development for us? So that's kind of how we got there.
Is it required that they spend this money on economic development?
That's what the bill will say tomorrow.
They can't just hire cops.
That's correct.
Mr. Mayor, will the Republicans on the council vote for a tax increase, whether it's innkeepers or food and beverage?
Well, that's all to be determined, obviously. You know, this is a good, I think this is a wonderful starting point to see where we're going to go. How this is going to wind up, we still have a month to go. So where this is going to wind up, we don't really know. I'd certainly like to have an array of options, but we'll have to see as we go forward.
Do you endorse this idea, though, with what's laid out here?
I endorse Indianapolis remaining a strong economic engine for the Indianapolis and the state.
Well,
I'm suggesting, I mean, there are things that we could talk about. I mean, I would like to see an expansion of the PSDA and those sorts of things as we go forward, that maybe take a little bit of the hit off of other areas, but you know, those are all. What I do support is the fact that I think the state has to recognize that at the maximum, I think a quarter is the way to go. I really do not. I prefer not to have the food and beverage tax. I don't think there's any question about that. That is not one of my preferred options. But if we have to, you know, well, we have a month to go. We'll see.
Senator, would you be willing to vet to provide an expansion of the Sports Development Center if Indianapolis was not willing to raise some sort of tax to participate?
Well, I'm walking a tightrope here, Leslie, and so far I've resisted that impulse. We need to get votes to pass this in the legislature in the first instance. And, of course, we always have the territorial concerns of different areas of the state, and in some cases it gets to be so strong as to say it's the Indianapolis versus the anti-Indianapolis or the outstate people. And so what I've put on the table here is obviously subject to change, discussion, negotiation, and compromise. But I feel like this is a representative element of fairness and a good starting point.
Have you got the votes to get it out of committee tomorrow?
I think so. We'll find out.
Senator, why not expand that public safety, that sports district, why not expand that to all of Marion County, as all of Marion County benefits from the Colts, Pacers, Stadium, conventions, the whole nine yards, and use that as a way to maybe reduce the need for the alcohol and food and beverage?
If you expanded that to all of Marion County and captured all the sales tax in Marion County, that would be such an enormous sum of money that the state would probably lose about 25% of their revenues and on the sales tax, and I'm not sure what good purpose you're trying to drive it to in Marion County.
Are you also going to be changing the makeup of the CID board?
No, that's not contemplated.
When we talk to people on the street, they seem to want Colton Bay from your constituents. These teams are getting rich off of us. That's still the sentiment. Is there anything you can say to those people?
I don't think that squares with the facts.
Yeah.
The Pacers have been very open with their records, and they've disclosed them in the Indianapolis Star, and it's a clear point that they've lost money, not just operating money, but cash money for a number of years now, and so they're somewhat of a community asset, and the Colts are somewhat in the same position. I think that anyone who takes the time to review the actual contributions on everybody's part, and for example, in the Colts situation, they very rarely get credit for having put $100 million into a facility that they're never going to own, and yet they clearly did that. So I think that you'll find the reaction among the public to be mixed. I'm sure we can all find people who express exactly your sentiment, but the Colts are a very popular team in this town. That must reflect some desires on some people's part.
Why a Marion County only solution? Why not a regional solution?
This solution does involve the state as well as Marion County, so I would not categorize it as a Marion County only solution. But if you're talking about should the donut counties contribute more, the donut counties contributed on the capital project. I think if you will, and this is can be structured a lot of different ways, but if you look at a study that was done a number of years ago when Steve Goldsmith was the mayor, it showed that activities in the convention center area and entertainment type activities had a very positive influence right in that area and within Marion County. The minute you cross a county line, the economic impact reverses itself on this particular area and becomes a negative, because if a Hamilton County resident comes down here and goes to the game and spends money on a hotel and spends money in a restaurant, those are discretionary dollars that they might have spent up there. So the greatest economic benefit clearly is in Marion County, according to studies, and very little benefit beyond that in terms of today's dollar as it's spent. There's obviously a greater benefit to having them there, and we think that's been contributed by the donut counties on the capital project.
So is it an economic decision, or is it